Howdy guys, and welcome to the very first episode of What's Underneath All That Snow. I'm your host, Skylar Cheek, and I'm snow glad you took the time to join in and listen today. Now, you might be wondering, a podcast about snow cones? Really? What is there to talk about? Well, I may be biased as an Avalanche crew member myself, but y'all, Bahama Bucks is an experience. I don't know if you've ever been to the Snow Cone Shack, and if you haven't, that's totally okay. I'm sure at the end of this episode, you'll grab your car keys and head to one. But as soon as you walk in the store, the smell of sugar instantly hits your nose. And honestly, the colors and atmosphere feels like a rush of summer. Again, you might be wondering, girl, what? It's literally diabetes in a cup. What are you talking about? I know. I mean, I've asked myself the same thing. What makes Bahama Bucks so special? Well, let's find out. It's time to grab our snow shovels and uncover what's underneath all that snow. To do this, I handed an extra shovel to Cole Ratterman, who, like myself, has been working at Bucks since his freshman year of college.
Okay, ready?
Ready when you are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sweet.
Okay, so first, Cole, thank you for being here and interviewing.
Thank you for having me.
Now, to give you a little background information about Cole, the man works three jobs. That's right. He's a tutor and an intern, is also an impact counselor, and on top of this, slings snows for a living. So I was lucky enough to sit down with him for 30 minutes out of the day and get straight to the point and ask him the big question. Why do you keep the Snow Cone Shack on your schedule?
Oh my gosh, every time you walk in, everybody's just so nice. Like, I walk in and everybody's like, hey, Cole, you're here. And that's just such a fun energy to walk in on. Like, no matter how busy we are, or if it's super slow and everybody's bored, I'll walk in, everybody's like, oh my gosh, hey, Cole. And that's always awesome. And everybody's always just super friendly and super kind. And whether that's on or off shift, like, I feel like I run into people that I work with on campus all the time. We'll stop and have a conversation for like 10 or 15 minutes. That's just super cool. And even when I just like come in randomly off shift, it's like everybody's like, hey, how are you? I didn't know you were working today. And I'm like, well, I'm not, but you know, it's still great to see everybody.
Yeah.
and everybody's always great. Everybody always just loves making good conversation. And everybody, I feel like, cares about each other's lives outside of just work, which is pretty unique.
Yeah.
I feel like in past, just like fast food or service jobs I've worked, it's been, you know, show up, talk about work together, go home.
And then that's it.
To sum up Cole's answer, I feel like it's safe to say that the people at Bahama Bucks make working there so special, which is entirely true. I remember when I first drove through Bucks, I was with my roommates after a night of bowling, and I remember looking through the big windows at the Holloman store and seeing the crew laughing together and shaving ice. I couldn't help but notice the super cute merch that they were wearing as well, with embroidered snow cones stamped on their hats. But I immediately thought, yeah, I want to work here. I had just moved to College Station and was looking to make friends, and I believed I'd found the perfect place. And yeah, I think that's what sets Bucks apart. I mean, I don't know if you ever go through a McDonald's drive-thru and think, yeah, I want to work there. And not to dog on Mickey D's, I love their chicken nuggets. But like Cole said, I feel like a majority of the workers at McDonald's are there to just clock in, then clock out. Well, let's back up this claim of the special snow cone shack. Cole, do you have any good examples?
So every year we have Free Snow Day, which is where, we give out a free snow to anybody who walks in the door, which is just awesome. And it's in December, so nobody usually wants a snow cone in December. But on that day in December, we are just packed and filled to the brim and lines out the door, down the street, around the corner. And it's super crazy and super busy, which you would think would suck, but it's actually so much fun. And last year, I couldn't work most of the day, but I got to come in like an hour or two before close, and just like help out and hang out. And it's kind of like an all hands on deck day, as you know. And so like the vibes are awesome. Everybody's there and they're just like, they're ready. They know what's coming and they're just ready for it. And everybody's there and everybody's having a good time. We're blasting good music. We've got like all three shavers going, which is something we never see. Yeah. And so doing that, and then I think we ended up being there until like 1 or 2 a.m. that night closing, because we had such a long line at the time close actually hit, and we still served everybody that was in line when we closed. And so we were there for a while, but it was a lot of fun just getting to hang out with everybody and stay up late and hang out and listen to music and make snow cones and smoothies. And yeah, it was honestly great.
Awesome.
That's right, y'all. Every year on the first Tuesday of December, Bahama Bucks hosts a free snow day. It's a way to give back to the community and also a chance for customers to try new flavors they've never had before. This past free snow day was insane. The line was trailing all throughout the Hobby Lobby parking lot. I remember shuffling around, bundled up in Christmas PJs, trying to take orders outside. I kept having to run inside and switch out iPads because we didn't have a portable charger. It was so bad because both iPads were on 10%, and our line kept backing up even further. It's probably one of my most craziest experiences at Bucks, but nothing compares to Cole's.
I think one time, this was pretty recent, like maybe a month ago, we were down two people, so there were three people working. And it was a closing shift, and we were like pretty busy. Maybe it was four of us. Yeah, it was four of us, but one person, it was the first shift, which kind of sucked for them. But four of us working, and like all at once, like I cut myself on the shaver, and then somebody else got sick and had to run to the bathroom, and somebody else just like, or the new person had no idea what to do and had no idea what was going on, and so we had to take like a 10-minute just break of doing anything because none of us could actually
oh my gosh.
But we all got through it. It was actually a lot of fun. Still have battle scars to prove it.
And the crazy stories don't stop there. On our next episode of What's Underneath All That Snow, we're digging deeper with the owner herself, Lori Roman.
Least favorite flavor?
Grape.
Grape?
Yes.
That's right, y'all. We're getting the ins and outs of Bahama Bucks straight from the source, and you don't want to miss it. Until then, go out and grab a snow to see what Cole and I are raving about. You can thank us later.